on your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Radio Victoria.
I have a sneaking suspicion Patsy Cline might be hard to beat. So I've got Paul's vote. Mad Mick is voting for Patsy Cline. Billie Jean for Anthony and Lake Bolak. Morning, Anthony. Patsy for Clive and for Judy. And Patsy Cline for Lindsay. Patsy Cline, the real McCoy, who are yet to get a vote. Billie Jean and Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is off the mark, courtesy of my next guest. Carolyn Bennett is the Estedford Development and Volunteer Coordinator with Royal South Street and is with me in the studio. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Steve.
A vote for Ed Sheeran.
Oh, definitely. Gosh, I love him.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
I just think he is such a good musician. He's a great performer. Just absolutely wonderful. You know, I always listen to him.
Okay, all right. Yep. Well, the song for Ed Sheeran is Castle on the Hill.
Yes, good one.
So you like that one?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't fancy your chances, however, because
no.
Patsy Cline is...
We need to get more people on board.
Way, way in front. Helen's just added to Patsy Cline's total as
Helen.
Well. And Ed Sheeran is in the country at the moment. And it was the Royal Children's doing one of these little pop-up concerts
yesterday. Oh, he does this. He really reaches out to the people. I went to see him last time he was in town, but
really?
I don't have tickets this time.
Okay. Was he good?
Oh, yes.
You're a bit of a fan. Okay. Now, let's focus. Let's talk about Royal South Street.
Well, entries are now open for our 2026 season of events. So we've got a huge variety, as you know. We've got piano, vocal, debating, choral, instrumental, speech, drama and comedy, all abilities, calisthenics and dance, which opens actually at the start of next month.
So the dance competition starts on the 1st of April?
It actually opens on the 1st of April, so entries will open then. We've just delayed those for a month.
Yep.
But, yeah, everything's open now except for dance.
Now, can I ask, because we've got Central Victoria listening area with us this morning as well, do you get many entries coming from Bendigo and surrounds and that Central Victorian region?
Yeah, we do. There's some great teachers up there that way filtering students down to us. Interestingly, Steve, we have only about 15 to 20% of entrants coming from the local Ballarat area.
Right.
The rest are travelling from Melbourne and Central Victoria.
Many from interstate?
A couple, yeah, depending. We get quite a few interstates from calisthenics, also from vocal. They're probably our main drivers.
Right, yeah. So entries open now for 2026. We'll do this again at the end as well. Where do people go if they're considering, just to get that information about entry, what's the best place to...
On our website, www.royalsouthstreet.com.au, what you'll find on there is a tab up the top that says enter, and then you can select whatever discipline you're looking at. If you enter onto the discipline page, there's a whole lot of information about what sections are available, what the age groups are, what the prizes are, what the entry fees are. And then once you're ready to go, you press enter now and off you go.
Right.
The system's live.
Could Ed Sheeran enter?
We would love to have Ed Sheeran enter. Oh, he could run a masterclass for us.
I thought he could get up
on the
Majesty's.
I wonder if Ed's listening right now.
He could get up on the stage and sing a song.
We'd take it.
Yeah, I know you would, yeah. even if the rest of the organisation didn't want him, I'm sure you would make sure he would have clear passage through. Hang on. The real McCoy is off the mark thanks to Kookaburra. Thank you, Kookaburra, for your vote this morning. Another one for Patsy Cline. Ed's getting further away. Morning, Steve. Please, please, not Patsy. Go Billy, says Mark. And Patsy Cline for Pete and Carol. Now, other stuff around South Street. You're about to launch a strategic plan for this year through until when, 2029?
2029, yeah. So we're going to launch that at our AGM, which is next month. But I can tell you a little bit about it. It's very exciting. We're really focusing on pathways, creating pathways for performers. This includes things like greater industry connection, education and training to foster and enhance their love of the performing arts.
Okay, so how do you do that? Is that with organisations?
Partnering?
Sort of partner, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. We've got some really great things lined up, ready to go for this year, and it's things like live paid performance opportunities as prizes. We've got studio recording sessions sponsored. We've got headshot photography sessions so people can get their portfolio ready for their next audition. Scholarships. We've been running scholarships for quite a while. We're really enhancing that aspect now. Masterclasses, coaching sessions with industry professionals, talent agency connections, and more. You know, we have so many wonderful opportunities. So, of course, there's still the regular prizes, but this is all about trying to create a connection into the workforce and a pathway through for them.
Okay. And that is an extra incentive then for people to be part of and enter into South Street. So it serves those two purposes because it just keeps South Street as a relevant part of that musical development that people, or performance development.
It's so true. And, you know, prize money is great, but it does come and go pretty quickly. These connections and experiences can really make a lasting impact.
Okay. Tell me about Poppy Robertson.
Oh, this is a great story. So this is a great example of how a pathway might work for someone.
Yep.
So last year we ran an accompanist section. So we were looking for piano accompanists because we knew that we would like to hire a piano accompanist this year for our classical vocal junior sections. So last year Poppy Robertson entered. She did so well. And then we offered her some paid work this year. She's going to play for our little junior classical vocalist this year.
Right.
It's so exciting. So she's excited. She's in year 12 at the moment at Ballarat Clarendon College. Mm-hmm. We've got a great story about her on our website. You can check it out.
Okay. So that sort of shows the pathway there. Now, the other aspect on that you wanted to mention is school partnerships.
Yeah, so this is available, and I don't know that everybody knows about this, but if there's teachers listening out there or students in the performing arts stream at school, we do actually partner with schools, and we're keen to chat more to people about it. But it's all about how they can align their curriculum and assessment criterias with us at the Estedford. So it's sort of giving them an authentic performing arts experience by performing with us.
Okay, which schools are eligible for that? Is it more the local Ballarat schools?
Well, look, any schools, because, yeah, there are parts of the curriculum that do cater to live performance. So if anyone wants to find out more, I suggest they contact the office. We've got a lot of great things in place.
Mm. How big is the Estedford going to be this year, do you think? Because you've now got full access back into Majesty's.
Yeah.
It has that aura about it. Do you expect that entries will be as strong as ever?
I do think they will be strong. So last year we got back into Her Maj for the first time in many years, and we have already noticed that some of the dance and calisthenics teams have re-entered after taking a break for a few years simply because they love performing on that stage. Last year alone, we attracted 25,000 people to Ballarat for the Estedford. It's incredible. So
that's performers,
and audience.
Family and
yep,
audience, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, so it's going strong.
All right. Can it get much bigger?
Well, I think we could. Look, we're only covering 5 months of the year so far, Steve. There's a few more months to go.
All right. Well, that will take a bit of extra work, I imagine, Carolyn, to do that. So let's just go back to the website. So the best place to go is royalsouthstreet.com.au and then follow the prompts through, whether it be the partnership or the entries.
That's correct, yep.
All right. We'll wait and see when all the entries start coming through, and then we'll just have to wait and see when all the calisthenics people are running around the streets.
I know, it's very recognisable when we're on there.
When is that? It's normally cold weather.
Yeah, well, it's October for calisthenics, but the rest of the competition will start in June.
Yep.
But you won't necessarily know if you're wandering past a singer or piano player on the street, but we are up and running in June. And we do encourage people to come and watch. It's high-quality, amazing performers for not a lot of outlay.
Royal South Street is open, royalsouthstreet.com.au. If you or someone you know might like to enter into this year's Estedford, royalsouthstreet.com.au. Carolyn Bennett, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Carolyn Bennett is the Estedford Development and Volunteer Coordinator, and the entries for South Street are open. Dance, though, just a reminder, opens on the 1st of April. It's not quite open just yet.